I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody, it's Andy, and I'm here in the clubhouse. We have the star of Orphan Black, Tatiana. Shoot, I forgot her fucking last name. Oh, my God. Ms. Lani? Tatiana, you guys are going to be here with me while I learn her last name. I know who she is, but Tatiana Maslany. Is that it? Hold on, you guys. Well, she's on with Sean Hayes from Will and Grace. I do know that. Tatiana Maslany. I got it right. Woohoo! I mean, you know what? Most hosts would erase over them not knowing their guest's last name. I'm going to go ahead and lean into it and just be real with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Sean and Tatiana coming up in the clubhouse. You know, I feel like I say every night that it's going to be great. Is tonight going to be great? I think it'll be close to great. It might be great. Could be unexpected. I'm not going to drink tonight. I'm a little overweight right now, so I'm trying to cut back a little bit. Where? Look at me. No, I really am. I'm telling you. In my head, which is the worst place to be. You think I need a haircut?
Yeah.
Really? Why, off the top? I'm kind of growing it out. Oh, the sides? Oh, and a bit on the top. Okay, well. Really? Oh, okay. Caroline, my makeup artist, thinks that I have gained weight. That's why I think I've gained weight. Right. Anyway. All right. Well, there you go. We covered a lot tonight. Tatiana Maslany. The show is going to be close to great. I look fat. Lots discussed. If you haven't watched The Clinton Affair on A&E, it's really good, you guys. I just watched like 2 hours before I got here. I feel like Linda Tripp and Lucianne Goldberg are like very vile people. Okay, that's my last word. See ya. She once played a young version of a Helen Mirren character, which funnily enough is how I've always described him. It's Watch What Happens Live with Tatiana Maslany and Sean Hayes now. Andy Cohen live in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Monday night with Orphan Black meets Just Jack.
sorry. My first guest is an Emmy-winning actress whose multiple roles on Orphan Black were the best thing to happen to clones since Barbra Streisand duplicated her dog, Sammy. Her upcoming film, Destroyer, hits theaters Christmas Day in New York and L.A. and nationwide in January. Please welcome, for the first time, Tatiana Maslany, everybody. Great to see you. He is a talented actor and producer whose debut picture book, Plum, is the perfect gift for kids, or if you're like me, adults who enjoy a nice picture-to-word ratio. Say hi to Sean Hayes, everybody. Great to see you. Have the two of you ever met?
No.
Never, no.
Well, I'm happy to introduce you. And I have someone behind the bar who you do know.
Who's
he's
that?
Not only Sean's Plum co-author, he's also his lover. Say hi to Sean's husband, Scott Esmavel. DJ Scotty. How you doing, DJ Scotty?
I'm good. I'm an author now, so it should be Author Scotty, not
yes. DJ. Yes. I know, I like to call you DJ Scotty.
But he's still stuck behind a desk.
Yes.
Yes, of course. What's Sean's most annoying habit?
Oh God.
Oh. Well, I would say being on his phone.
Oh.
I did not know that.
Okay.
Could you give me a minute? Can we just have a minute?
Yeah.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Growth area.
Yeah, growth
yes.
area.
Before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, we are all so excited to celebrate Christmas by seeing the dark thriller Destroyer, which stars my guest Tatiana and the amazing Nicole Kidman. So here's what, Tatiana, since my staff and I are fervent Nicole Kid stans, I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to ask you some questions as mandated on page 17 of the Nicole Kid Manifesto. Okay, what does Nicole smell like?
Oh, strawberries.
What food does Nicole eat at craft service?
Strawberries also.
What is the ambiance like in Nicole's trailer? Candles, soft lighting?
There were a lot of women in there when I walked in.
Ooh. What was the last text you and Nicole sent to each other?
You up?
What is Nicole's prettiest feature up close?
Oh my gosh, her spirit.
Aww. Did Nicole give the crew a wrap gift? If so, what was it?
I got headphones.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
What was drunk Nicole like at your wrap party?
Just belligerent.
Belligerent. Yeah. Does she have any pre-scene rituals?
She was growling. She was growling.
Growling.
Wow. Yeah.
How strong is her handshake?
So firm. She's very strong.
Wow.
That's real.
Did Keith Urban visit the set? Yes.
I stood behind him to get tacos.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Everybody's so...
I know, we're so engaged. All right, what is your favorite Nicole Kidman movie besides Destroy Her?
Moulin Rouge.
Wow.
Ooh, yeah.
Least favorite, Bewitched?
I haven't seen it.
I know, I'm just kidding. Thanks for playing. Second, it's hard to believe Will and Grace premiered 20 years ago, but I imagine that means that Sean is now closer to his co-stars than Karen Walker is to her pills. So here's what. It's time for Will and Face, the heads of the gaysome foursome, will appear on the screen below. I will ask you questions, and you will pick your answers between Deborah Messing, Eric McCormack, Megan Mullally, and yourself.
Okay.
Who gets the most drunk at cast parties?
Oh, God, it's a tie between Eric and Deb.
Okay. Who depends on their assistant the most?
Oh, God. Oh, I can't. I don't know.
Really? That's so racy?
The girls.
Okay, the girls. Who does the crew like the most?
Jimmy Burrows.
Jimmy Burrows.
He directs the show.
Yes, he's signing the checks. Most likely to pick up the dinner bill.
Me.
Really?
Yes.
Most likely to start laughing during a serious scene.
Oh, for hands down me.
Hands down
yeah,
you.
Yeah, otherwise I'll cry.
Messiest dressing room.
The messiest dressing room is Deborah Messy.
Who's on their phone the
now,
most?
No, I don't know if that's true.
Who's on their phone the most?
That would be Megan Mullally.
That would be Megan Mullally.
So You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there you go. Who made the most effort of this group to stay in touch with everyone when the show took a break?
Who made the most effort to stay in touch?
Yeah.
All of us, really.
Who was the last person you texted from this group, and what was it about?
Deborah Messing, about her vacation that she's on right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Thank you for playing. Is she having fun?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I know she had asked not to reveal where she was, so I'm glad you just said that. No, I'm just kidding.
She's since moved location.
Yes, of course. Finally, Tatiana and Sean are both so good at characters and impersonations, I can't help but wonder what they will think of my James Lipton. Oh, wow, and I'm wearing a turtleneck, too. Does James Lipton wear a turtleneck?
To bed.
To bed.
Yeah.
Here's what, let's find out with Outside the Actor's Studio. I'll ask you questions in a professional and soothing voice. Tatiana, name one celebrity you think should or should not be cloned, and why?
Nicki Minaj is the first person I think she should.
Yes, more Nickis.
More Nicki.
Okay. Sean.
Gosh.
If you had to go without oral sex or cheese for the rest of your life, which would you choose? And don't forget, your husband is right over there. So your decision will impact him one way or another.
Well, there's such a fine line between both.
I know.
I can't answer that. This is so insane. What would I do? What would I prefer to do without?
If you had to go without oral sex or cheese.
Well, I'd pick cheese, obviously.
You would pick cheese. You would go without cheese. Or you could go
really
with
like
cheese and just bang the cheese.
You sure? Yeah. Swiss cheese would be easy.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. Tatiana, what was your first concert?
A Canadian band called Our Lady Peace.
Wow.
It was grunge. I was very
upset. Oh, my God, it was grunge.
Really?
Yeah.
Shawnee, what was your first concert?
Tina Turner.
Are you kidding?
No, it was, yeah.
That's really good. Hey, happy birthday, Tina Turner. By the way, she's 79 today. And I happen to know for a fact that Miss Turner is watching the broadcast tonight.
Oh, that's great.
I made that up.
She couldn't be because she's in our car.
Yes. Has she ever been on Will and Grace?
No, she's literally the only person. And you.
And me.
And me.
I've never been. And you.
Yeah. okay. Tatiana, cake or pie?
Pie.
Oh.
such a long eye.
I regret it as soon as I said it.
Sean Hayes, would you rather be alone for the rest of your life or always be surrounded by annoying people?
Why do I get the hard one?
Because.
Alone for the rest of my life or surrounded by annoying people? Alone.
I agree. Thanks, Sean and Tatiana. Okay, let's go to the phones. It's Candace from Sarasota, Florida. Hey, Candace.
Hi, Andy Cohen. My question is for Sean.
Okay.
Sean, what would Jack's housewife tagline be?
Oh, what would Jack's housewife tagline be? I would be interested.
Oh, so I'd have to
this.
Do like a thing? Like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Do it to your camera, babe.
Okay, wait. I'm as gay as a $3 bill. So just call me Bill Gates.
Ah! That's good. That's good.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to Eric from Los Angeles. Hey, Eric, what's your question for Tatiana?
Hi, my question's for Tatiana. I wanted to ask you, your partner Tom is BFFs with Kit Harington. So I just was wondering, do you have any Game of Thrones spoilers?
Yeah, do you get Game of Thrones spoilers?
I get sent them, but I can't give them out.
Right, but you do get
sent. But I get sent a stack. No, I don't know anything about Game of Thrones, you guys.
You don't. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
You know, really?
Do you want to know something? I've never seen a single frame of it.
By the way, me neither until
really?
2 months ago.
And?
We're all caught up.
Oh.
Guess what?
Yeah.
I've never seen it either.
It's incredible.
Do you want to know the saddest reason why I haven't seen it?
Tell me, time.
Because I've been waiting until I take a lover, because I feel like we'll watch it together.
Oh, okay. I was like, take him where? You can watch it in your room.
Yeah, I know. So, since you and I haven't seen
it. Let's do this.
Okay. Were you happy with the ending of Orphan Black?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think we ended it on our own terms, which was great. Yeah. And there's a Canadian flag right there.
Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah. On Rich's camera.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was good that we weren't, the plug wasn't pulled on us. We got to decide how it ended.
Sean, Elaine Kay wants to know what was really going through your head during your Will and Grace cast interview with Megyn Kelly.
Oh, my gosh.
That was amazing.
That was her very first show.
Was that her first show?
That was Megyn Kelly's very first show. And, yeah, I was a little struck a little chord, but I roll with the punches.
Yes,
right?
You do. That's why you're here.
Well, thank you, Andy.
Yes. Danny from New York's on the line. Hey, Danny, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hi, Andy Cohen. Huge fan.
I'm a fan of yours.
Oh, yeah. My question is for Sean Hayes.
Okay.
Did you steal anything from set that you had to bring back?
Yes, my spirit. No, I'm kidding. Yes, that we at the very last episode of in 2006, when it ended the first time, we all got to pick something from the set, and I picked a little photo, a framed photo off the wall that's kind of back towards Will's bedroom. I don't know if you have to be a super fan to know what it was, but yeah. Oh, somebody is a super fan.
Okay, let's go to Mark from New York. Hey, Mark, what's your question? Hey, Mark, are you there?
That's going great.
I guess not. So what is your biggest pet peeve with audiences? And now that you're in previews, are they behaving themselves? Are their phones going off?
There have been some phones, but there's also been some, like, Trumpos? Trump fans?
Well, how does that manifest itself?
Well, there's a thing that happens at the end of the show, after the bows and everything, that always reveals, like, who the audience is.
Wow.
Yeah, you'll see it if
oh, good. But, I'm coming. And are you loving working with Bryan Cranston?
I love it.
Yeah,
he's amazing. Every night is different, and he's so, like, present and alive. And, yeah, he's just iconic. It's amazing.
Yeah. I can't wait to see it. Mark is back. Mark from New York is back on the line. Hey, Mark, what's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
Hi, Tatiana. Hi, Sean. My question is for Tatiana.
Okay.
Tatiana, did you ever meet Faye Dunaway before starting the play?
I haven't.
You have not?
No.
Ooh.
But what if she's there?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
She's going to be there opening night. She moved back to New York.
I hope she throws a tomato at my face.
Oh, my God.
I'd be like, thank you.
I hope she does, too. What an honor.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Ellis from North Carolina. Hey, Ellis, what's your question? I love that name. Hey, Ellis, are you there?
Look, there's a storm outside, so.
I know.
Mark and
there
Ellis.
There is a storm outside. Yeah. Do you think the storm is messing with our phones?
Maybe.
Maybe. Elise B. wants to know, Tatiana, out of all of your clones, which was your favorite and least favorite to play on Orphan Black?
I think my favorite was Helena, who was like, one person, yeah.
There you go.
She was a serial killer from the Ukraine who ate everything in sight.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's not fun about that?
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, you guys, it is game time. You know, did you know that Amy Schumer is such a fan of Tatiana's work that she named her dog Tatiana Maslany. There's the dog. But I'm not the least bit jealous because my gut says Amy's naming her firstborn Andrew Cohen Schumer. Anyway, so in honor of Amy's A-list dog, we're going to play Name That Dog. I'm going to show you photos of mutts, and you just both have to try to guess their monikers. I will give you a multiple choice. Okay, first dog, is this Pinot Grigio, Merlot, or Chardonnay?
Each of you guess.
You're playing against each other.
I have to say there's something quite classy about the way that Chardonnay is looking. I think it's Chardonnay.
I think so, too, even though she's sitting in a box.
It is Pinot Grigio. Oh. You're both wrong. Okay, is this Piper, Magnus, or Brooklyn?
It looks rough and tough, kind of, so maybe Brooklyn?
Yeah, I think so, too, because of the little hand.
Okay, you're playing against each other. It's Magnus.
We're against each other.
You're playing against each other.
Okay,
so you don't have to agree. Okay. Is this taco, pancake, or carrot? What do you think?
This guy's carrot for sure.
Okay, yeah. Shawnee.
I'm going to say taco because it's got a C in it.
It is taco. Sean gets the point. See what happens when you divide and conquer? Okay, is this Luther, Glitter, or Leo? Shawnee.
I'm going to say Luther.
Tatiana.
I'm going to go Leo.
It's Leo. Tatiana gets the point. Okay, is this Morris Chestnut, Terrence Howard, or John Travolta? Oh, my God, so cute. Sean Hayes.
I could say something. So I'm going to say it's Morris Chestnut.
Tatiana?
This is Mr. Terrence Howard.
Sean gets the point. Morris Chestnut. Okay, is this dog Percy, Beasley, or Peaches? Sean.
I'm going to say Beasley.
Tatiana.
Percy.
It's Beasley. Sean gets the point. Okay. Is this dog's name Sammy, Poppy, or Bessie?
I'm going to say Bessie. Say it.
Tatiana?
No, it's fine. I'll say Poppy.
It's Bessie. Sean gets the point. Okay. We're going to do one more. Is this Luther, Gus, or Norman? Why is this game so fun?
It's got to be Norman for sure.
It's got to be Norman?
Exactly. Yes. I'm going to say Luther.
It is Gus. You're both wrong. Sean wins the game. Thanks for playing. Name That Dog. Where did you two meet?
He used to be the DJ on the Ellen DeGeneres talk show.
Yes.
And then so I was a fan of his, and he came to some tapings at Willie Grace. He was a fan of mine. And I would say it's really healthy to date fans.
Wow. Tatiana, Darren E. wants to know if you've ever gotten a chance to tell Jenna Rollins that her performance in A Woman Under the Influence is the reason you're an actress today.
I have not.
You haven't?
I would absolutely die to.
I think she's watching tonight.
Jenna, you're... performance in A Woman Under the Influence is the reason I'm an actor, and thank you for watching tonight. She loves this show, I think.
I know. Yeah. She's not watching, but I think. But we'll send her
but
the
she's
tape.
Here.
Yeah,
send
yeah,
her
but she's
tape.
Here. Doorbell. So this is the story of how the Sugar Plum Fairy got her wings.
Yeah, yeah. It's an origin story of the Sugar Plum Fairy from the Nutcracker. So E.T.A. Hoffman's. Insane, wonderful story. This is kind of her backstory, where she comes from.
And did you have to like get rights to that?
Public
to
domain.
Do it? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. So I have bad news.
CTA.
Oh no. That's great.
Yeah. Thanks.
It's very sweet because everyone knows that, but they don't know the backstory.
Right.
Wow. It's like Wicked.
It's totally like Wicked.
Oh my God! I can't wait to see the musical.
Me too.
Ah, are you doing the musical of this?
Sure.
Oh, tonight's Jack Hall goes to the president, who said he's read some of his own administration's comprehensive climate change report, but he doesn't believe it. Okay, you don't believe in climate change? The Christmas trees in the White House have turned blood red. What other sign do you need? Yes, those are the Christmas trees at the White House.
What a choice.
Yeah, they were unveiled today.
Wow. Yeah. Talk about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, they're blood red.
Wow.
What are you guys talking about? I don't understand.
Yeah, I know. We don't understand.
Well, it's just filled with gore. It's Game of Gore.
Okay, so do you think we'll like Game of Thrones?
Yes, it's fascinating.
Oh my God. Okay. On that note, I want to thank Tatiana, Sean, and Scott for being here. Oh, excuse me, I just hiccuped. Tatiana Maslany stars in Network. previews at the Belasco Theaters. Her movie Destroyer is in theaters December 25th in New York and L.A. and nationwide in January. I know that month. Sean Hayes' debut picture book, Plum, is written by Sean and his husband, Scott. It's out now. Will and Grace is Thursdays on NBC. Scott is behind the bar. Scott did all the illustrations in the book?
No.
No.
Oh, right. And guess what? Not to be too Oprah, everyone in the audience is going on with the book.
I don't think anybody could ever be too Oprah.
Right. Yeah, really, I agree. Has Oprah been on Will and Grace?
No.
Oh.
No, maybe she should. Maybe you should all three be on.
I agree. Sean, Hannah W. wants to know, looking back, do you regret selling your Porsche so quickly? You were the first one in the group to sell it.
So when the show became a hit, NBC very graciously bought the four of us Porsches as a way to say thank you for making the show a hit. And I was just had a brand new job and being an actor for the first time on a TV show. So it was like, what do I need a car for? I need to pay my rent. So I sold it so I could pay my rent. And so, no, I do not regret it.
Okay, Maya E. wants to know, Tatiana, in 2017, your partner Tom said jokingly that he was waiting for you to put a ring on it. Any update on that?
On the old marriage?
Yeah.
We got, we eloped? No, we don't. We don't. I'm going to wait for him to put a ring on it this year.
All right.
Nice. We're going to go conventional now.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. It's Ellis from North Carolina. Did we not already talk to Ellis?
Hey.
We tried to.
Oh, hey, Ellis.
We tried.
Oh. What's up?
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. You know, my audience, they've been drinking all night.
Yeah, they're northern. They're not southern. Just wondering from Sean, I know you did the first book that you just did. Are you going to do the other characters of the book or the play?
Yeah, for sure. The idea is if this goes well and is planned, we want to explore the idea of creating other backstories of the characters from the Nutcracker as well.
Wow, very cool. Okay, let's go to Candace from Boston. Hey, Candace, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love you.
I love you.
My question for Tatiana, which of your clones do you think would be the best housewife and what would their tagline be?
Oh, you did a bunch of taglines for Marie Claire magazine. That was very funny.
That's right.
Yes.
I think Allison would probably be the most likely, or Crystal.
Which one was Allison?
Allison was a housewife.
She was the housewife. There you go.
She was the suburban housewife.
Yes, okay.
So her or Crystal, who is the manicurist, I would assume.
Right, okay.
Would probably
good.
Be a good fit.
Yes, I think that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Ellen from Ohio. Hey, Ellen, what's your question?
Hi. First of all, I just want to say thank you to Sean Hayes and the cast and the production crew for putting on Will and Grace to begin with.
I agree.
Thank you. Thank you.
It came out in 1998. My son was six. My daughter was one. We watched it every week. Became our favorite show. And when my sister later came out, my son and daughter were like, and?
That's the best. Thank you so much.
That's the point.
And that's the biggest and best reward of doing the job for real is it's wonderful to have a gig as an actor, but the byproduct of that is priceless.
I agree.
It is absolutely priceless. I always teased everybody. My kids will either be very normal or need therapy, but they're very normal.
Well, you know, normal people go to therapy too. He told me I was normal. Anyway, what's your question, Ellen?
The question is for both of them. I know growing up, we all have these dreams, but what did they want to be when they grew up?
I wanted to be a referee because they looked like zebras.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
That's great.
Amazing.
I wanted to work the rides at a theme park.
Oh, perfect.
Because I was I could ride them all the time.
Yes. Okay, let's go to Jenna from Long Island. Hey, Jenna, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Oh, wait, I just wanted to tell you were my dream last night, and I was sitting next to you at the Oscars. Oh. And then you left halfway through with Bette Midler.
I love that. I know, we had a party to go to.
Very random.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Why, thank you. My question is for Sean.
Okay.
I want to know, what's your favorite all-time Jack and Karen moment?
We had a little, there was an episode where Jack had to get off of caffeine and she had to quit alcohol. And we were both going crazy and we slapped the crap out of
him. Oh, yes. Jesse G said, don't you think the reboot should have been titled Jack and Karen, since Will and Grace got the title for 8 seasons already?
That sure makes my co-stars feel good. So, no, the show has always been Will and Grace, will always be Will and Grace. That is the heart of the show, I think.
Let's go to Matt from Florida. Hey, Matt, what's your question?
Hi there, Andy. I love your show. My question is actually for both of them. Okay. And it is, what is the most awkward, embarrassing thing that's happened on the set?
Hmm. Oh, this moment right now.
No. on any set?
Yeah.
I have one. I have a quick one. I did this movie called The Bucket List with Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman. And so it was my first day. And I was in the front of a seat, and they pulled the windshield out and put the camera in, and those two were in the back. And Jack was running his lines, and Morgan was kind of running his lines too. Nobody was talking. And in my head, I'm like, do I crack a joke now? Do I not crack a joke? What do I do? It's my first day. So I turned around and I said, hey, one day when you guys make it big, you can sit in the front. And nothing.
No!
Nothing.
Silent. No.
Yes. Ooh. And then I called them the two captains, Captain Jack and Captain Morgan, and we became best friends.
Oh. Did you call them the two captains?
Totally.
Cute. Yeah. By the way, I love your shoes.
Thanks.
They're like, really cute.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
They're super cute.
Ear.
Did you think of one?
I almost sang Moulin Rouge walking past Nicole Kidman. Like, just yes. Unconsciously was like...
Really?
Yeah, and that would have been really bad. Yes. Really embarrassing.
All right, I want to thank Tatiana and Sean. Everybody go see Network at the Belasco Theater and get Sean's book, Plum. He wrote it with his husband, Scott. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Wait, before you go, here's a sneak peek of Vanderpump Rules.
You know right now, you're not invited to any events this summer from Brittany and I.
That's horrible.
Yeah, well, I know, it sucks.
We were good friends last week.
You know what, time heals all, and I'll keep apologizing to Brittany until I have to.
I'm sorry, don't do anything.
You made her cry in front of everyone. What the f*** is your problem?
I made a mistake, and I said something that was very hurtful.
How many mistakes do you have?
Lots.
It's gonna be a long summer for you, buddy.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.